All right, let's start talking now about a swashbuckling, piratical murder mystery that's going to be happening. That's a cooperative effort. Pretty cool. Between the Downtown Business Association and Perseverance Theater, Ben Brown and Midgey are here with us. How you doing, Midgey?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I'm amazed you have any time at all to be doing this. Either one of you. You guys are the two busiest people I know.
Well, piracy calls.
Yes. Who doesn't have time to be a good old pirate?
Piracy waits for no man or woman.
Well, tell me about this idea, number one, of Perseverance and the Downtown Business Association getting together and doing something cooperatively. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so the Downtown Business Association, one of our big missions is to also fundraise for our organization. But when we do it, we want to do it so that we are supporting the community. So all the money that we fundraise rolls back into the community. We've been looking for a couple of years for this big signature event, and Liz Barlow, one of our committee members, came to me and said, what about a murder mystery dinner? I said, oh, I love this idea. So then I said, but I don't want it to look like high school. I want it to look pro. We're going to pull in Perseverance Theater.
There you go.
I want paid actors.
We have a professional theater organization.
So then we contacted Ben, yeah. And he has been running it. It's been phenomenal. It's going to be probably one of the coolest events to hit Juneau.
So yeah. where is it? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I cannot take credit and or blame for the genesis of the idea, but I will.
You got to take one.
Well, let's just see how it comes to pass on the 14th of March at the Yacht Club to get where you're going about the venue. But I was a little skeptical because, I mean, murder mysteries, well, they are what they are. But I think if done right with the right professional inputs, I think Midgey's exactly right. Liz was exactly right in thinking this. We can really have a lot of fun. So I actually ran it by Leslie Ishii, our new artistic director, and Frank Delaney, our new managing director. And, of course, they're just as new as I am as development director. We're all pretty new. And they all didn't make me walk the plank. I still have two eyes.
Right.
And then I actually said at a staff meeting, well, are others interested in doing this and being part of the cast? And avast ye, no one said no. So here we are planning this thing, and we're already selling quite a few tickets.
We have. Tickets are on sale now. We've already sold 25.
Over a quarter of our inventory.
Yeah, over a quarter. Great. And the coolest part is, and we're going to hit you up, Andy, while you're on the radio with us live, we have corporate tables. And so the corporate tables are going to be super exciting. We only have three. And when you buy a corporate table, everybody in your party gets invited to the pre-event private VIP dinner where you get to hobnob with the pirates and get to talk to them, maybe extract a clue or two.
You're actually going to know more about the if a murder were to happen that night, you would be likely to know more about that murder. I'm just going to say.
I see.
Yes.
And
you
we're
may,
at the Yacht Club.
Be privy to some private information.
And I believe Alaskan Brewing Company is helping to sponsor some of the beverages for this.
Absolutely.
Yes,
I've heard of that.
So thankful.
And we want to thank Specialty Imports also for sponsoring some of the beverages.
And Alaska Airlines.
Yes, Alaska Airlines has donated two tickets anywhere Alaska Airlines
for
flies.
For our raffle.
And the raffle actually comes with the price of admission. So when you buy a ticket to come, you're going to get a delicious dinner prepared by our friends at the Hangar on the Wharf catering.
Yes, yep.
And it's going to come with one drink ticket.
And a raffle ticket.
But if you want to buy more chances to win those Alaska Airlines tickets, you can do so the night of the event. So the more booty you bring with you, the likelier it is you're going to be jetting off to the island of your choice.
Now, Midgey, did you like go to one of these things inspired by that? Is that what happened?
Yes.
So tell me about that experience.
So I have been to several of them, and they were so fun because the way they were set up, it was actually at a university, and there were like 800 people there, but they had a professional group called the Chameleons come in and they hobnobbed with the crowd. And so they did buffet dinners. And the first one I went to was like a cruise, and each corner of the room was a different port. And so as you're in line and stuff, the cast is going around talking to you, and you are trying to extract information from them to figure out who did it. Usually right at the beginning, they have the, moment where the murder happens.
So if something like that were to happen, I'm not predicting that.
I'm saying that there may be a little altercation that you might need to problem solve.
Well, you know, pirates. I mean, come on.
And then there's rum and swords involved. What could go wrong?
I'm so excited, too, because I get to MC it.
Yeah, she's going to be the mistress wench of ceremonies.
Yes. Very cool.
So some of the characters,
Midgey.
Frank Delaney, our managing director, got his master of fine arts actually in fight choreography. We're going going to try to keep those swords sheathed. But he was with the Cincinnati Shakespeare Festival, and he is an old pro. So he was way more receptive than I was expecting when I said, do you guys want to partner with DBA
Sabers,
to do this?
Is that anything for anyone? Yes!
Yep. Yeah.
So anyhow, I believe he's playing the notorious Captain Redbeard. I've been typecast as Governor Napier, but it's a great cast. There are going to be a lot of actors that folks who come to Perseverance shows will recognize from more serious productions on our main stage. But everyone is really excited about it. So many of the cast up in Anchorage for Silent Sky, Margot Youngberg, Irene Martenko, they're going to come straight back from their run up there and jump straight into rehearsals for this.
I was going to ask about this, not to give away too much about how it all works, mm-hmm. but is it a lot of improv?
It's not a fully scripted show. There's a lot of improvisation. It's going to be very interactive with the audience. We are encouraging our guests to dress up.
Oh, absolutely. Wear your pirate garb. This is your moment.
There's going to be some booty for those yes. who are the most piratical the night of.
Yes.
There's going to be a small silent auction. The proceeds are going to support both Downtown Business Association and Perseverance Theater. And we really hope to make it an annual event. And so we chose the Yacht Club because, first of all, downtown is defined in official planning documents as everything from the Rock Dump to Norway Point, which is where the Yacht Club is. So we're in the far north
reaches of downtown. That's good.
And it's on the water. You've got to have a pirate event on the water.
But Perseverance also has a history of participating in presenting theater downtown, back as far as Hoochie Coo and Hot Cakes and the Lady Lou Review. Some listeners may remember seeing shows in the Hangar Ballroom, including that phenomenal production of Hedwig and the Angry Inch. So, and we're actually looking this summer to be bringing some sort of, we're working on the exact content. But Perseverance received a grant from the Holland America Community Advisory Board earlier this year, which I applied for as the development director, with a specific purpose of trying to find a new way to come up with some live performing arts that we can share with visitors in the summer. And so I don't know that this is going to segue directly into that, but we're really trying to keep an open mind about what can we do to make sure that the theatrical arts are available to people in Juneau without having to come all the way over to Douglas. Oh,
well, and that's the nice thing about being downtown. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started on that. But we were one of the things that as the new president of DBA, I'm really pushing for is that connection with the rest of the community, because downtown isn't just for the people who are there in that moment. It's for everybody. And having a thriving downtown in a really exciting, exuberant downtown makes it better for everybody. So this is why we partnered with Perseverance. Many of our partners are our members of downtown restaurants and shopping and stuff. They partner with Perseverance and work together for, you know, packages that people can do for staycations, and that it's a night on the town. And so we're kind of all in it together kind of thing. Yeah. And so this, we've been looking for that one big event. And so this is our big event, and we're so excited about it. The other thing that I want to go back to the corporate tables, Andy.
Yes, that's right, because we'd love to see maybe there's a
brewing raffle tickets.
Well, I was just going to say many of the donors to our 36th annual travel raffle are downtown businesses.
Exactly.
I was.
Yes.
So these are only $10 a piece, and I'd be happy to sell anyone one. Just
no shame.
No shame, and this is why he is the best partner in this endeavor. But the cool thing about the corporate tables as well is that you don't have to be a corporation. Get 10 of your friends together, and you could buy a table. You will also get bottles of wine on your table. You're going to get appetizers and things at the VIP table or party, and you're going to have kind of a bigger experience because you get a whole hour with everybody before we open the doors to the general public. So get 10 of your friends together and let us know, and we could put that together for you. And then we are also looking, and I'm going to be hitting up some of my chef friends out there for donations for baked goods for our dessert auction, because we have some amazing bakers here, and we want to make sure that
I just want to make sure that people know when this is all happening.
It's Saturday, the 14th of March at the Juneau Yacht Club. And tickets are available at the Downtown Business Association website, which is downtownjuneau.org.
Right? Downtownjuneau.org. Or you can call JEDC and ask for Christy, and Christy can take care of that for you.
And if you have questions about the production or you want some tips about how to dress piratically, you can call 364-2421. I'm an extension 241 at Perseverance Theater. And we're really looking for a just a great turnout. I think this is going to be a very fun event. And as I said earlier, we want to make it the first of its kind as an annual thing, because I believe there is actually a lot of interest in these kind of events. They can just be hard to put on, but that's why this partnership between us as a professional theater company and Midgey with the business connections and, again, great support from Alaskan Brewing and other supporters in the community is going to make it all a reality.
Yeah, very cool. So while I've got you guys in here, let me first ask you, Ben, what other stuff is happening at Perseverance Theater we should know about?
Well, Fun Home is going to be our next show. It's a really great musical. It's going to open on Saturday, the 27th of March, and it'll run for 4 weeks on the main stage in Douglas. We actually had the first rehearsal, and first rehearsals are actually something we invite our donors to. We usually do them on the Phoenix stage. I was able to get the House of Wickersham, so about 2 weeks ago, we did our first rehearsal there. The Fun Home is set in an historic house. And so I thought that would be a good nexus. And it was just a really nice event. The cast really enjoyed it. All the donors who were in attendance really enjoyed it. And the folks from the Department of Natural Resources, Parks and Outdoor Recreation were so very helpful. But that's going to be a wonderful show. So if people don't have tickets to Fun Home, they should buy those when they're buying their raffle tickets. Also coming up, though, and this is going to be the week before Fun Home, so it's going to be really busy around the theater the week of the 23rd through the 27th of March. We're doing our 2020 Spring Break Theater Camp for young people. This is for young players ages 5 through 18, and the show runs from Monday through Friday, the 23rd through the 27th of March, which is spring break. And there's a final showcase on our main stage on Saturday, March 28th, the day after Fun Home opens. And I checked when I was handed this poster on my way over here and said, does the technical director know about this and the stage manager? But yes, they're actually going to be able to do their final performance on the set of Fun Home, which will be cool. So if you're from 5 to 7 or you have a young person in your household who is, creative drama, that's going to be from 10 to 12 each day. Theater makers are 8 to 12. That's going to be from 12:30 to 3. And costume design 101 is the other class. So if you want more information about that, you can call 364-2421 and ask for Lily Odekirk. She is coordinating Spring Break Camp. It's a really great program. It's not as intense as STAR, which is the summer program, which is going to be in its 29th year this year, Summer Theater Arts Rendezvous. We're very grateful for all the support we've received for that. But this is a great thing. If someone has not done STAR before, and it's just a one-week thing for a couple of hours a day, it's a great way to see if a young person's interested in getting into the theater, and then you can have them spend all of July doing that while you're out picking berries.
And all those little different aspects of the theater as well, costume design, all that different stuff
set
that goes
painting,
into it.
Yeah, even stage direction. We want to train the next generation of theater artists for all parts of what we need.
Yeah. And Midgey, as the new president of the DBA, tell me some of the kind of things that are happening. You guys, obviously, you're gearing up for the next summer season.
Yes, we are. All of the businesses are getting pretty excited for our upcoming season. We have three primary committees that we work with. We have our design committee, which is for infrastructure and things going on downtown, like simple things like snow removal, parking, to bigger, grander things that we partner with CBJ on. And we're kind of a conduit of information. And then we have the promotions committee, which is one I co-chair with Dana from Alaskan Brewing. And we're pretty excited about that. What the promotion committee does is the events, like the Piratical Theater. We have the Color Run coming up May 2nd that we're going to do in conjunction with the Maritime Festival. So we're pretty excited about
that.
We're bringing the cornhole back. We have a lot of other really fun events. Look for something almost every month that we're going to be launching or doing, because we're trying to get more activity and just, again, create a vibrancy within the organization, but also within downtown. And then the third committee, we have fundraising, design. Oh, membership.
Yes.
Most important, membership. And our membership committee, we just had our first meeting for this year last week, and I'm so excited that we have new members that are participating. And if we have DBA members listening, I really hope that you think that even though you're the owner, you may not have time, have a staff member come to one of the committees and represent you, because the more people we get involved in the conversation, the better that conversation flows and the better the ideas are. I'm super excited for our new board members. We have Brett Hutchinson from Juno Tours on the board, and Bo Silty from Alaska in Motion. They're our newest members, and they bring a new energy to it. And especially with marketing, Brett has a really great marketing background, and Bo is a videographer, so we're going to try and take advantage of that.
And the deadline for being in the downtown map is going to be coming up very soon.
We're going to be hitting the pavement. We're redoing our map. It's going to be a whole different look. We're very excited about it. And our board and Christy from JEDC will be hitting the ground looking or showing it to people and recruiting new members, but also the sales for it as well. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
We try to keep busy.
On. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one more time, let's talk about the piratical murder mystery.
Piratical murder mystery. It'll be Saturday, the 14th of March at the Juno Yacht Club. You can get your tickets at downtownjuno.org. Otherwise, you can walk the plank.
Oh, yes. There you go.
Come dressed.
Yeah, but do come dressed. It's a lot of fun, and we're going to have a great time. So please join us and make being pirate cool again.
Well, Ben Brown with Perseverance Theater, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Andy.
And Midgey Moore, congratulations on your new position there
as
the president of DBA.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's great to have you both in. And ARG.
Shoot
in
the timbers.
We may have an ARG contest.
All right. All right. Thank you.